store for details.
Friday, April the 1st, the oomph, and some say there are special things that happen on the 1st of April. There are people listening to this program right now, Jennifer, who are successful, and they became successful because they gave some talent or ability in service of other people, helping other people, and you can contribute in some way today, no matter how small your talent, no matter how small your gift, you can become a successful giver. And for me, giving and helping is what really it's all about. Being of service, the essence of service, the essence of what you do unto others or for others probably is a better way of putting it. Today, you can be of service to someone. You can do something for somebody that doesn't benefit you. It benefits somebody else. Find a time. Maybe you just sort of stumble into it. But make that sort of a requisite. Every day as you get started, think about how you can be of service. You could be someone who is helpful. You could have a joke played on you and play the victim. That would be helpful. A couple of people get a laugh because that's what happens often on April 1st. You could sing a song to somebody about today, the first day of April, and as this month unfolds, what a wonderful time it is to experience love. Spring. All right, crank it up, Michael. You're
a little... Every star's a wishing star that shines.
Love the orchestration, Jennifer.
I like it. You know, I feel like you guys practiced this before.
Well, I have had a long thought. This is a great, great ballad from the early days of what now is considered...
Of the planet?
Kit music. Very clever, very funny. So, what do we do for April Fool's Day? A lot of the cowards that run radio stations around the country have told their people to do nothing.
Really?
The edict has come down on high. The folks that run these big radio groups say, don't do anything, because we don't want to get into trouble. We don't want to get sued.
I'm with them. I'm not going to do anything. Hey, Doug, did I tell you I'm pregnant?
Yeah. And I'm the father?
And you're the father. And so is Michael. It's a double.
Yeah, it's a double. It could be Michael and Ray. We could have twins from three separate
men.
Yeah,
totally.
That'd be kind of cool.
All right.
Anyway, then there's another radio group that said that they ought to do something that listeners... as a matter of fact, I know a guy who runs a radio station who gets calls in the week before April Fool's to try to figure out, asking, in fact, what the entertainment will be on April Fool's.
Right.
Right?
It's a big deal.
But there have been so many foolish stunts that have been played, and there have been things that were... if you want guys and women, I say guys, guys are collective for people who are in this group, and we'll call them radio hosts, that are told by their bosses, and I can remember this even affecting Imus, not on April Fool's, but you know, the things that we say collectively, not that I say necessarily, because nobody tells me what to say. I just kind of do what I think is going to work, whether it's today, people are talking about April Fool's. I'd rather talk about that than, you know, the usual stuff of Libya and Japan and the budget and all that other stuff, which we can't necessarily do anything about today. But there is this feeling of weakness that comes over those because they're just, we have such a litigious society, and there are a lot of people who don't have any common sense. But you hire somebody to be as outrageous as possible, get as much attention as possible, make as much noise as possible. Who do you listen to? Like, should we fake the news? Breaking news. The Martians are coming. Of course, that's foolish, but yeah. And it's been tried once or twice before. And then there's another program director who said, do not scare your listeners. You can play jokes on them, make them upset about...
Yeah, don't like make any weird radiation jokes or
no,
something like that.
Right,
that's not funny.
Did you know that your a dog, your cat, your, in your instance, Jennifer, your cat's paying taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought I was paying taxes on her behalf.
Maybe it, yes, uh-huh. Right, exactly. So don't cross the hoax line. Don't tell them that geese droppings produce cheese.
Geese dropping cheese, my favorite.
How about that? Geese dropping cheese. Send somebody out to, like, send them to my pasture where the cows are.
Yeah.
And have them go pick up all the goose droppings.
What does that taste like?
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah. But you know what? Somebody would be crazy enough to do that.
I know.
They want a prize. They want money. They want fame. They want fortune. All that silly stuff. Speaking of that, congratulations. In order, a group of seven office workers won the huge Mega Millions lottery. Eight of them usually play the lotto together.
Oh, I heard
There's
about
one
this.
Guy who didn't feel lucky, so he didn't play. Now, what ought to be...
This is my worst fear. Can you imagine being that guy now?
How can that be your worst fear?
Well,
your
not
fear
my worst fear.
Is being impregnated by Rich, me...
And Michael.
Michael, that'd be your worst fear.
That is terrible.
All right, so...
Imagine being that poor guy. He didn't play one week, and that's the week they won.
So, these people, I haven't heard yet whether they've decided they're going to cut him in or not.
I don't think so. Lump sum, 19 million.
No, it's 319 million altogether.
Oh, okay. But isn't it 19 apiece,
I'm not sure. Here's John Hilton. He and his co-workers are the ones who play, and here's his explanation of how they work this.
For about 3 or 4 years now, we've been doing this. Every time one of the jackpots usually gets above 100 million, we go around to our co-workers in our office and ask them if they want to get in. And you know, usually we all throw in $2 each drawing, and somebody takes the ticket down to Colson's and buys the ticket, and we've never won before. I went into work and got the ticket, took it home, and I said, what am I going to do with it now? So the only thing, I'm frantic now, what I did was I put it in 2 Ziploc bags, put it in a 5-gallon bucket of bird food I had in the garage, and hid it in my basement. I didn't know what to do with it.
So that's John Hilton talking about what, when he found out he had the winning ticket, what he'd do with it. But the deeper thing here is, what have they decided? And I honestly can't tell you that I followed this because I've been busy running around doing...
I take the guy to lunch at
other
least.
Things. But is there some resolve to this? I know that yesterday there was some discussion and debate about what some people were talking about, what the outcome ought to be. This guy bought every week. And is it fair that he isn't going to be able to share? And he made a decision. But, you know, come on. $19 million or however. So 319, if you take the cash, it's usually about half that. So they had 100 and, what, about $160 million, and they divided it between, that would turn out to be about right, because if there were eight of them, it would be $20 million apiece.
I don't know if I'd give the guy any money. I mean, I'm pretty nice. I'm kind of, you know.
I would.
You
know
would?
What I do? If it wasn't a whole slice, every one of those eight people should give him $1 million apiece.
But so, it's not like they played every week. See, that's the difference. If they played every week, then I'd be with you. But you know, they only played when the jackpot was over.
I know, but $19 million, a lot of money. You can't spare $1 million for your friend, for your colleague who was there most of the time. I just think in the spirit
of... Maybe $1,000.
No.
$2,000.
No, $1 million.
$1 million? That's
million
like
of your $20 or $19 million, so you end up with $18 million. What's wrong? Who agrees with me? 800-510-8255. More importantly, what would you do if you were in that situation? Let's say you, you're not the guy who lost, but you're one of the eight. One of the eight people who are the recipient of the 19 plus almost $20 million apiece. Would you keep it all and tell the guy to go screw, or would you... Say
I'd take him to lunch and run out the door as fast as I can.
Yeah, that's being cheap.
No, I wouldn't take him to lunch.
I know
I'd
you wouldn't. I'm just telling you, I think that's cheap. What would you do? 800-510-8255. Your eyes are, what do they say, the doorway to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Look into my eyes.
And ours are a little cloudy these days, Dougie.
Yeah, I know. Michael says windows.
Windows.
But I say doors.
You did see Dora, and I'm so tired, I don't even
big
understand
picture.
You.
We're all running on empty.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine to me.
No question about the fact that we're running on empty here today. Lumitone. You will not run on it. You won't look like you're running on empty.
Mm-mm.
Lumitone is the way to fix your eyes. Get that dull look, that tired look. Get an instant fix. Get rid of that dull and tired look. Lumitone is the instant way. This age-fighting cream will help your eyes look bright, beautiful, and brand new. Lumitone reduces the appearance of dark circles right away. This is good for men and for women. Get rid of the redness. This is one of those products come from a company that we know well, New Vitality, responsible for bringing you night cream, which lots of our listeners have tried. Also responsible for Tautinol, a great way to protect your face. Man, after you shave, use Tautinol as an aftershave cream. Protects your skin from the ravages of all the lousy weather. We've had some pretty lousy weather. Big snowstorm up the coast from Washington through Delaware into New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire and Maine. The wind. Ugh. So you got that to protect in the daytime. That's Tautinol. And you can, by the way, get all three of these products at the same place. Call 800-894-3302. Tell them you want the whole treatment, the whole McGilla. Tautinol, you buy three bottles, one of them be free, and you get some special things also that come along for free. As far as Lumitone and Night Skin are concerned, you get both of the first bottle there free. Just pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. I'm going to give you again that number. Take the action now, 800-894-3302. Get the hat trick. Protect your skin. Look wonderful, especially this Lumitone. The free jar will help fix the puffiness, the redness in your below your eyes and around your eyes. 800-894-3302. And if you like that look, you'll continue to use it, and you'll feel good for what you got started. Nothing to lose as you get started. Lumitone free at 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
The story of those office workers winning that huge lottery, and should they share it with a guy who didn't buy? Here's Catherine in Burlington, Iowa, listening to Good Day. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
What do you? What would you do?
Okay, part of me would want to give it to him, but if you look at it from the point of the view, he didn't feel lucky, so he opted not to get in it.
And he's right.
He might have been the unlucky reason they hadn't won before. He might have been the
energy of losing around him. Now, that's an interesting thing. Okay, I didn't think about it that way, but I understand how you could think that way and how it would be a legitimate way to look at it. Okay, thank you. That's good. Food for thought on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Insurance.
Ethel.
Do you bring your shovel to work with you?
Yes, I do. I have a shovel standing by all the time.
Can't you tell?
Why do you ask, Ethel?
Well, them girls have a rough time.
Them girls have a rough time? Don't worry about a thing, Ethel. They can handle me all right.
Do you wear boots? Or
I do.
The girls wear boots?
The girls
we
have
do.
Boots, yeah.
We have to steel toe just in case you get out of line.
Thank God. Give him a good one.
We carry the whips, too.
Ethel.
How'd you like a platform boot up your honky ass?
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Good news blowing in your window.
The good news, the teams, the games, all that gets started. There's actually been sort of a jump on it this week, I think, and actually maybe you look back the whole month, there have been a lot of games on television, on the radio, they've been pretty good. It almost seemed like a season started early this year. Maybe that's a good thing in preparation for the games that are supposed to be played where the storm warnings were posted yesterday. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, where Richie and Michael are down in Washington. So what was the weather like in Washington yesterday? Was it
cold and drizzly?
Yeah, you know what? You'll get a kick out of this, Richie.
It was 40 degrees and drizzling.
So I walk into get off the plane in Cleveland, and Megan and I walk in to get the car. And I use my vroom, 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 and they hook me up with intercom. And I'm standing in line, and I hear this guy from the other side, "Hey, Doug! Hey, Doug!"
Uh-oh, you've been recognized.
Hey, Doug!
Uh-oh.
So I look over, and I see Jim Roberts.
Really?
The guy who runs... Radio America.
He's that is weird. Right. How did that happen?
That's funny. They were in Cleveland for some thingamabubber.
Yeah, he's an Ohioan, so he's there for stuff all the time.
We had a nice little chat. But it was, you never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah, that's funny.
That is kind of funny. All right.
I could have sworn I saw him here yesterday. I didn't know that he was gone.
Maybe he
says how much attention I'm paying.
Right, exactly. All right, so the good news this week, there are a lot of things that have been going on, I think, that are good. There's a decision that was made with Google. Some of you may or may not know that there was a suit against Google, and it has to do with what information Google is allowed to spread about you. This is the most potent force on the planet. The Internet, Google, Twitter, Facebook, we can see it. Every single day, there's another example in your life, I'm betting, whether you think there is or there isn't, there is. Believe me, there's something every day that happens to you that happens as a result of some information, some situation that has been explained, built up, has been covered, has been
if you will, pursued or forwarded by things that are a result of our technology. Google had sort of crossed hairs with the government. There was a settlement this week, first of its kind. The Federal Trade Commission says Google agreed to strict new measures to protect your privacy. The company agreed to submit to independent audits for the next 20 years to ensure that they are following the new rules. The claims that Google used deceptive tactics to recruit Gmail customers. Now, I don't know about, there's a new social network. I don't
what
know
kind of deceptive tactics?
Well, they lure you into Buzz, for example, the social network that they have set up to compete with Facebook.
Okay.
You sign up for Buzz. Gmail users were agreeing to make public a list of the people with whom they email. That was part of the small print. You didn't know that when you signed up. I don't know. I've never heard much about
it. It's funny because I just signed up for this new Amazon cloud computing thing.
Yeah, look at it.
The cloud.
And it's very cool. But and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But the realization that I had is that how many of you go through every single day and sign up for something online?
Yeah, and you don't read all that stuff.
Except the terms.
Yeah, you just accept all the terms.
You don't even scroll through it.
You click it. Yeah, I accept the terms. Right.
Yep,
it's taking too long to go through the four pages of gobbledygook.
It's whatever.
And embedded in that gobbledygook are the things that the government got upset about here.
Sure.
And for a change, I'm with the government. I'm glad that they did that
Someone's
and it worked
attention.
Out the way it did. Yep,
yeah,
that's good for a change. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Can't compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal Housing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles. I'm on the campus of Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio.
Go for his April Fool's.
And I was just thinking of this. We're having a dedication. Another story I've told on the air a number of times about. The first radio station that I ever was on is the station that I'm on now here in Tiffin, WTTF. When I was a student at Heidelberg in the 60s, I went on the air on TTF. It was actually 1966. So in going on the air here, you have these memories, and I'll probably tell a few of them today as we address this. But the bottom line is that there has been a consortium. My friend Tony Paradiso and I put together a deal to take the radio station TTF when we bought it and give it to Heidelberg and build a communication center around it. I'm in that communication center now. The studios lined up are the studio I'm in, which is basically a production facility, and then the college campus radio station, the television stations on the campus, the two, the AM and the FM station, that is WTTF. It's just kind of a neat thing. We scheduled later on the program, we're going to talk to Betsy Bernard, who is the former CEO of AT&T, who is here in Tiffin speaking at a lecture series that we have at Heidelberg, and important women in business is basically the focus. And so, and the people that put it together, my friends, the Adams, is Patricia and her husband, John, very generous in helping Heidelberg move along. He's a grad of Heidelberg. And so we have this energy here. And so they scheduled a lecture series last night for Ms. Bernard. And then today decided to have the commissioning, if you will, the dedication of the communication center. Mm-hmm. So that's fine, except what's April 1st? How's that play into this?
April Fool's.
Yeah. Not doing it today.
Hey, speaking of which, did they put Domino's pizza signs on the studio door and change the locks?
I have not seen any
Domino's.
There's
such a disappointment.
What I heard last night when I walked into the reception, the president Rob Huntington.
Mr. President Huntington, you disappointed me.
He said, hey, those guys. He was listening to you after I left yesterday to go to the airport when you were on the air talking about how you were going to get me today.
Yeah. I'm going to speed dial President Huntington because Jim Troha and Russ Knight, Russ totally, you know, they didn't play
Russ.
Along.
Russ
they
told
didn't.
Me he was going to handle this for us.
Yeah.
They're suits. Suits.
Come on, you're radio guys. By extension, you're us.
Speaking
you're
radio of guys. Radio guys, there's a fellow in Boston, and I tell this story just because it's indicative. It isn't really about him in a sense, but it's kind of indicative of what we were talking about earlier with regard to April Fool's, Richie, and what is allowable and what makes good sense and what stations will let you do if you're an individual station or
this guy sometimes loses his sense of what's good sense.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the story of Jay Severin.
He's a good radio host.
He's a very smart guy, good radio host.
Very smart guy.
One of the highest paid radio personalities in Boston, making $1 million or so. So he got suspended a couple of years ago for saying things about Hispanics that I might have said if I were distracted. Yeah, I have the same kind of feeling. Anyway, so he was suspended for a while, and he went back on the air because a lot of people like listening to him. As I said, he's paid $1 million or so a year. And then the other day he was suspended again after a lot of complaints came into the station.
What do you say now?
Well, apparently it's related to his discussing harassment in the workplace, implying that it's the employer's prerogative to have sex with an intern if he wants to.
Yes, it is his prerogative.
And that he may have done it a number of years ago. So, is that worse than the derogatory remarks about Mexicans? He called Hillary Clinton some things that he ought not to have a few years ago. But you know what? The people that run these radio stations tell you to be as provocative as possible. I used Imus as an example. And I tie it into the discussion of what to do on April Fool's Day on the radio, because a lot of stations have done things over the years.
There's usually a story a year that comes out of April Fool's Day where somebody did something
fired.
That they shouldn't have done.
Right.
They got
somebody
suspended.
Gets fired.
Something goes
right.
wrong.
Yep. Tomorrow, there will be a story about today.
Yeah, somewhere. Right, exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah, there's somebody who's afraid. Some consultant has said, one guy said, celebrate April Fool's like you celebrate Christmas. Right? And so one of the things Jennifer and I were talking about before, Richie, is don't fake the news. Why not? The news is faked every day by the fakers that put out.
Yeah, that's just the media.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's all faked.
The Onion makes a lot of money off of faking the news.
Yeah, faking the news. Don't scare the listeners. Play jokes on them. Make them mad about their pets being taxed, yada, yada, yada. I said
you can't
to Jennifer,
get a fire.
Now, here's what I said. Let's see if we can get people to go into my pasture, pick up the wild goose droppings, and make cheese out of it.
Ew.
We'll have a contest.
That wasn't pretty the first time you said it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing appealing about that.
All right. There's one radio station that's offering today a trip to a nudist resort with prizes, games, and free pizza.
No, that sounds like fun.
Nothing says nude resort like free pizza.
No, yeah, watch the hot cheese, though, man.
Yeah.
Now, would you attach somebody, if you're doing that, would you want to attach Domino's to that bit? Probably not.
I'm sure Domino's wouldn't like to be attached to it.
Attached
sure
to a nudist. No, those people are very. This is the guy.
By the way, don't ask me how I know about the hot pizza. And,
Okay, I won't ask you that, Rich. Let's see here. What else are you supposed to do? I'm just setting this up because I figure over the next couple of hours, you two will have conspired with somebody and you're going to try to pull a fast one on me.
Why would you think that?
Well, because I just know. And plus the fact Rob Huntington said you were going to do something. He was listening to you yesterday morning.
Yeah, but we told you what we were going to do.
Yeah, you already.
That's no fun.
You told me one thing you were going to do.
No, but that was pretty much it.
Remember, Megan and I were talking about this on the plane yesterday. April Fool's, heavens, 7 years ago maybe? 6, 7 years ago? When the kids went on the air to do the program. Megan and Brenda did the program. And I was in jail, supposedly. When in fact, I was lying on the couch while they were doing
taking
the program.
Taking a nap, which you probably wish you were doing today, huh?
Right.
No, I just think that what we've become is so there's fun and there's fun, and we've become so politically correct. The stuffed shirts around us that don't have you can have fun. The problem is that because of how expectations have been built, everybody tries to outdo whatever it was that we did last year or the year before, or the year before that. And everybody wants to draw a bigger crowd. There was a radio station in L.A. that said they were going to have Britney Spears in their parking lot at 9 o'clock. Well, of course, 20,000 people showed up, and Britney Spears didn't show up.
Yeah,
it was
a
joke.
What a bad joke that is.
It was a bad joke. So then a couple of the people in the parking lot, when they found out that they weren't going to have Britney Spears, set fire to a couple of cars in the parking lot. So, anyway, one radio station said they were going to bring in a they did bring in Christina Aguilera. This is a radio station, I think, in San Diego. It wasn't the Christina Aguilera. It was a 93-year-old woman whose name was Christina Aguilera.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought that's pretty funny. Nobody got hurt. I mean, you might have been a little upset about it, but, right? So, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is there advice? Let me ask you this, 800-510-8255. Let me turn this around because this is more important. What prank has been played on you? The best prank, the best story gets a prize. 800-510-8255. I have about 5 minutes to put four or five people on the air with the best prank ever, the best joke, April Fool's story, whatever. What have you experienced? Either you have been the recipient of, or you have been the person who was the perp. All right? One or the other, or maybe both. 800-510-8255. How have you faked somebody out? Richie faked me out. Was it last year you told me the car, you sold the car? Was that last year?
Oh, yeah. Last year I told you that the car.
I pretty much believe that, too.
I did, too. He got us.
Yeah, the Camaro that I bought from you that I'd sold and made a whole lot of money on.
Yeah, right. That was good.
Like tripled my money.
Yeah, right. And that was good. That was a good one. I like that one. All right, so stories like that at work.
But the key is, and here's the key.
What?
Here's the key. You have to start your prank early. You can't just walk in on April Fool's Day and go, oh, by the way.
Yeah, right. Because everybody's going
to
know.
You have to have the setup the week before. And the week before, I told you that I have a customer on my car.
Yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah.
So, and then I just dropped it on
April
Fool's
Day. Take the spotlight on April Fool's.
I've been too busy to work hard this week.
You've been too busy to work hard?
Or have I?
Yes. You've been too busy.
I may have something for you, but then again, maybe I've just been too busy.
All right. Well, listen.
You'll know at the end of the day.
I'm sure I will. 800-510-8255, your April Fool's story. The pro, the con, the in, the out, the up, the down. You got it or you gave it? Which was it? 800-510-8255. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
A survey conducted this month reveals attitudes and behaviors of menthol smokers showing they feel twice addicted both to menthol and to the tobacco and cigarettes. What's more, 4 out of 5 menthol smokers say they would likely try to quit if the FDA were to ban menthol cigarettes. Dr. Cedric Bright, associate professor at Duke University Medical Center and president-elect of the National Medical Association.
Most menthol smokers in the survey reported that they want to quit, but they were less likely to have tried quitting compared to our regular smokers, and they were less likely to have tried any types of treatment. More needs to be done to educate our smokers about the accessible resources, such as counseling and nicotine replacement therapy, which are proven methods for improving smokers' chances of quitting.
Dr. Bright is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare, but his opinions regarding smoking cessation are his own. 82% of African-American adult smokers surveyed choose menthol cigarettes versus just one quarter of adult smokers of other groups. The good news is most want to quit. Visit Nicorette.com for more on quitting smoking. I'm Bob Fox reporting.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen at WTTF, the studios of the Media Communications Center here at Heidelberg University. We are celebrating April Fool's Day. Jim is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. W-A-Y-Y, one of my favorites. Even though I've never been there, Jim, I've tried to... I've invited myself a couple of times, and for whatever the reason, they don't really have the studio facilities there for me to.
Oh, you should come here. You should come here.
I want to come. I want to go hang around with Marty and with the people like you who are there. All right, so let's go to April Fool's. What year are we talking about here with you?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago. You were the recipient, or were you the perp?
I was a perp.
All right, what'd you do?
I went and told somebody he's got a great big hole in the back of his pants, and he's walking around work, and he has a great, and everybody, you know, I kept on laughing and pointing at his pants and said, hey, you know, you got a big hole in your pants? And oh my God, he was freaking out.
Well, why didn't he just feel back there?
Go check?
See, I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm grabbing my butt right now. Russ Snyder, who's here at TTF, is working with me to set some things up, and I'm just grabbing my pants just to see. How are you not able to put your hands back there and feel whether there's a hole in your pants or not?
Because if somebody tells you something, you automatically think it's the gospel truth.
Yeah.
And then you have to go run into a private
room. Okay, so you know what I would have done for you? This is what I would have done. I would have taken my pants off and mooned you. That's what I would have done.
Really? Don't see any hole there. Look. Holding them up. Standing there in your boxers.
Right, exactly. I got red ones on today, too, Richard.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for sharing that. Craig is in El Paso listening to WTSM. Okay, Craig, what's your deal?
I was working for a large corporation that my dad was the vice president for, and I was getting jazzed from some of the coworkers, and I threatened one of them. I said, if you don't like it, you're going to end up in the trailers, which was the worst job in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this big layoff came, which I had nothing to do with, and the guy I threatened ended up working in the trailers. So the whole company started giving me a problem about what'd you do with this guy? Why'd you do this to him? And it ended up going up to management. And as it turned out, they pranked me about this guy being upset that I put him in the trailers.
They pranked
you. I was actually pretty relieved. But then I thought it was pretty funny as well.
Yeah. I guess one of those, sometimes you have those things that you just have to sort of be there. And that sounds like one of them. But I'm glad you told us your story. Anyway, thanks. 800-510-82. Was that too tough on the guy?
Yeah,
or
that's funny.
But what did I say for the callers? Did I say KTSM? What did I say?
You said WTSM.
Oh, how did I do that?
West of the Mississippi, brother.
That's right. Well, that's
Big K.
There are some exceptions to that. KDK in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
KYW. All right, so how come there's two of me on this thing? Russ has got this is a pretty good camera here.
Sure. All right. The best for you,
you going to shake your booty for us?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to fix my hair first, I think, maybe. 51 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Yes, I'm naked on Doug Steffen. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see me naked there.
And the FCC can't do anything about it.
Hey. Yeah.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Car insurance.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. One of the greatest ballads of the pop era is this one, A Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Brings us around to the technology tailor and to trying to make your life better. We'll spend a little more time talking about that Google deal with the U.S. and how you're going to be better protected. First, though, do you know the correlation, Jennifer, between internet use and depression?
I have an idea.
Obviously,
more internet use, I would say, means more depression.
You think the more you use the internet, the more depressed you are. All right, we'll find out.
Guess.
Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, will explain all this for you next here on Good Day.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A new study in the Psychopathology Journal finds that the longer people spend on the internet, the less likely they are to be happy and the more likely they are to be depressed. Sky News reports that the researchers spoke to over 1,300 people. Among them, they identified a group of 18 users who spent more time online than any of the others, many hours per day. These people were classified as internet addicted, and here's the key, their level of depression was more than five times higher than the non-addicted users. Now, this should come as no surprise. Web browsing is a solitary activity done between you and a machine. It's also bottomless, meaning there's no end to what you can read, research, play, or do. And this is from experience. After an extended period online, you become zoned out of tune with the real world, but in tune with your computer monitor. Increased internet browsing automatically means decreased real world interpersonal interactions. You can't do both. It's one or the other. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
All right, so a couple of things that are important as far as technology is concerned. If you didn't hear us about a half hour ago, we were talking about this deal. The federal government went after Google, and can't help but think, Jennifer, that they would be going after, a lot of these companies who are getting you to sign off, and this is the focus. If you want some service from some provider, and they ask you to agree, click here if you agree with the use and terms and
right,
or whatever
terms
the phrase
service.
Terms
uh-huh.
and service, yeah. And in those four paragraphs, whatever it is, there's something in there that allows them, as was the case with Google, to get information from you through their cookies or whatever they put in there to monitor what you're doing so they can sell you something or they can sell your information that you're interested in, whatever it is. I'm a Kindle user. Okay, so the Kindle people want to sell you books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would they know? You've told them so in some email or some correspondence. And so Google grabbed it, and they're selling that information to the people who are selling stuff to the people who own Kindles.
Right.
And that's, hello, that's an invasion of privacy.
They
shouldn't know, would you? Well, but we agree to it, but we don't read it. So the government says that Google, you and others who are luring people in with this sort of thing, can't do it anymore. I don't think that's bad, frankly. All right, so that's one thing. Also, at DougStephan.com, you see the story this week about what's going on in the not-too-distant future. Your iPod, your iPhone may run your whatever it is that you're running with it on your heartbeat. The
really?
Idea is these nano-generators powered by your heartbeat will replace batteries. And this is coming fast, like the next 5-6 years.
I don't know if
the
I like
4G
that.
Smartphone, the touchscreen tablets, the portable laptops, finding a way to keep them charged up. We all know what a pain it is.
Do you like that?
What, to get my heart? I mean, if I have plenty of power in my heart, I guess it doesn't make any difference.
I want all the juice going to my heart, though. I don't want it
to
go to my
body,
iPod.
Not going to your...
Yeah.
These little teeny-weeny nano-generators that have... They use the small movements to generate enough power... this is something that is coming out of the National American Chemical Society meeting, and the folks at Wang are pretty good at developing things. Have come up with this device. They say it could be strong enough to power LCD screens and transmit a radio signal. So I'm going to go down. My heart's, I don't need any of this equipment anymore. My heart's going to run my radio program. Woo-ha! 59 after the hour on